Are you struggling to find delicious desserts that are also safe? Or maybe are you struggling to find desserts that fit into your myriad of dietary restrictions? Well, if you are, you are in the right place. Hi, I'm Carly Myers, your friendly stress management expert, and this month we're focusing on how to treat yourself. And I brought on an incredible guest, Brittany Baker. Brittany is a former lawyer turned baker, juggling being an entrepreneur and wearing all the hats of FOMO while taking care of her toddler daughter and due to another daughter and due with another daughter in December. Oh my goodness. She is passionate about making an impact in the food industry by creating direct to consumer fresh baked treats that no one has to have FOMO about. I am so excited to have you on the show, Brittany. I can guarantee that my community has heard me talk about how when I first discovered, and that's a whole nother conversation why it took me so long to discover that I was lactose intolerant. It was very hard to find food that I could eat. So I'm really excited to have you on and to share your expertise. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, for those of us who don't know you, would you mind just sharing a little bit about how you ended up, from switching from being a lawyer to a baker?
Sure. So, to make a really long story short, I was diagnosed during my second year of law school with celiac disease. And this was about a decade ago when no one really talked about gluten. It wasn't trendy. It wasn't easy to find things that were gluten-free. And I started baking and cooking a lot for myself at home then because I had to. And I kind of fell in love with it. And it was always my pipe dream. It would be the 18th hour at the office. And I would always just feel like I should just quit and open a bakery. And I had a couple career changes within the law. I spent a few years in-house with a major natural and organic food company, which really educated me onto how, the food industry works and how food businesses are built. And then after my daughter was born almost 3 years ago, I felt like I wanted to do something I was passionate about. I didn't want to go back to a job that, felt like a job. I liked it. I liked my cases and my coworkers, but I wasn't head over heels passionate. And if I was going to be leaving her all day in daycare or with a nanny, I wanted to love what I was doing. And so at first, I kind of was thinking about opening a gluten-free bakery, which truthfully, there's plenty of absolutely delicious gluten-free bakeries, especially in New York City. But the more I started digging into what's out there really wasn't anything that catered to the needs of people with multiple allergies that are fresh baked and made in a dedicated facility. And these are things that are very important because for someone like myself with celiac or someone with allergies or other dietary restrictions, the tiniest bit of cross-contamination can make somebody ill. And so I wanted to create FOMO to fill that need. I wanted something that no matter where in the country you lived, I can bake it fresh, I can ship it to you that day, and you can enjoy it as if, you were having it fresh out of the oven and knowing that it's safe.
Yes. Oh my goodness. And Brittany and I are fairly new friends. And we, what Brittany doesn't know about me is that for a long time I was gluten-free, dairy-free, right? I had all of these restrictions and I lived this. I knew that if I went, to a gluten-free bakery, there was always a chance that butter was hanging out somewhere, right? And it could make me sick the whole next day. And so I love the work that you're doing, Brittany. I love that you're passionate about it because there isn't enough out there. It can be incredibly frustrating. And I know from personal experience how, it can be incredibly frustrating being in those shoes. So when we're thinking about, the month of December, treating ourselves, the holidays are coming up. What do you recommend in terms of not experiencing FOMO, to use the name of your company here, but going into the holiday season?
So one of my favorite things about our products is that they taste so good that people that don't have allergies or restrictions still love them. And so one of the biggest feelings, which I'm sure you can relate to with your own dietary habits, is, when you're out with a group of people or you're at a holiday or a party and everyone's eating something that looks delicious and you can't have it, part of the whole purpose of FOMO baking was that everyone could enjoy it together. So it tastes so good that people that don't have any restrictions won't know the difference. They'll eat it and enjoy it. And you wouldn't have to sit there with, you know, your sad dessert on the side eating something different, because you know you've done it. We've all done it. You know, you bring the cookie in your purse because you don't want to feel left out, but you always feel a little left out when you're not partaking in the same, you know, food or experience as everyone around you.
100%.
And so this was really partially created to fill that void. So when you're having family and friends together for the holidays, you can just break out a box of FOMO baking cookies, or you can have a cookie cake served, and nobody's going to question, you know, it doesn't have that cardboard taste that makes them say, you know, this tastes off. One of my favorite things when I was creating the recipes was serving it to people and not telling them until after they started eating it that it was allergen free. You know, I would serve it to friends that I knew had no restrictions, who typically were very skeptical of anything I would serve them that were gluten free. And they would love it. And then after they ate it and ate three or four of them, I'd say, hey, guess what? And it was like this mind-blowing, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But that's what I want, because I want it to be inclusive. The holidays are all about enjoyment together.
Yeah, it's so funny that you shared two stories that you shared. The first one being, I have been in that scenario at that party. I cannot tell you how many times I used to carry around a bar of dark chocolate and a little packet of almond butter, just in case I ended up in a scenario where everyone was eating desserts and I couldn't partake. So I wouldn't be pouting over on the side being like, I want dessert too, right? I used to have that. And so I love the fact that you're like, no, like, bring FOMO baking, like cookies, whatever, and have everybody partake, because there is a huge community piece around food that we just cannot ignore. It's like the primal human nature. And the second piece that you shared about, you know, sharing your recipes or your new baked goods with friends, not telling them exactly, you know, what's in it. It's funny because I grew up in a rural Maryland. My dad hunts every year. Most men in my life hunt. And my one aunt, no dietary restrictions at all, she was not interested in venison at all. She was like, that's disgusting, deer, like, no way, I'm not eating that. And of course, my dad, being the jokester and hardhead probably that he is, he made her a deer burger. And she, you know, he serves it to her. She's like, here's your burger. And she devours it. She's like, oh my goodness, this is the best burger I think I've eaten in my life. And he was like, guess what? But, you know, it can be, and I'm bringing that example up because actually deer is much healthier, you know, in terms of fat, in terms of a lot of things, than regular burger. But it's a great example of how, you know, sometimes the story is all up in our heads, and treats that are allergen free can be just as delicious. And I love that, you know, that is what you're sharing through your company.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any other recommendations that, you know, any tips or one quick recommendation that you can share with our audience for the holiday season?
I just think, you know, it's treat yourself. You know, it's one of my favorite things about our products is that they're bite-sized. And, you know, you don't have to have a giant cookie or a giant piece of cake. You can pop one in your mouth. They're bite-sized. They're delicious. They satisfy your sweet tooth. And you don't have to feel like you're overindulging every night. Yes. Because I know that that's one of the things people complain about the holiday season is that, you know, you're so overindulged, you know, day after day and occasion after occasion. And so I just kind of love it as, you know, pop one in at night. It satisfies the sweet tooth without, you know, having that feeling of, oh my gosh, I overdid it for the fifth night in a row.
Yes. I love that, because one of the main things that we see at the Stress Less Company and, you know, folks that come to us is that we're overindulging as a result of stress. So I love that not only do you have this healthy option, an allergen-free option, it's also, we're not about pushing down those feelings, right? So love that. So we want to know, if you're listening, what are you taking away from this episode? You know, what what are you going to go into the holidays with? Are you, you know, you're like, I got to try some FOMO cookies, or am I going to make something from scratch? What are you taking away so that you can implement in the holiday season? Now, if you're feeling overworked or you're feeling exhausted, I've got some good news for you. The Stress Less Company works with high-achieving executives, business owners, and managers just like you to find that sense of peace and freedom they desire. And as a result of our work together, they learn not only how to deepen their spiritual connection, whatever that means to them, they also learn those tactical tools so that they can manage their time, tasks, and energy, and so that they can experience that free time, that efficiency, and even that prosperity. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, you can apply for a complimentary stress assessment today to start the conversation about working together. Simply visit stresslessco.com/apply for more information and to apply. So this concludes this episode of The Stress Less Show. I want to give one last shout out to Brittany. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So if you enjoyed this week's episode, let us know by giving us a big old thumbs up and hitting that follow or subscribe button. Thanks for listening. Share if it resonated, and we will see you next week. Bye.